Did the workers have any benefits in those days? Any pensions or compensation?
We did. In APG, we did.
Life insurance?
Life insurance. Yeah, we paid some of it, I think. Gee, I'm not sure. We had life insurance.
Medical insurance?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is unheard of. People used to get a week's vacation with pay after a year. That's APG.
Mm-hmm. So the APG really did treat its workers well.
Yeah. And they could do it because you have a group of machines to take care of and a fella goes on a vacation next week. Well, if things were really tough, we would bring in a man for a few hours, hold one over from the morning shift, and bring another one in from the third shift to take cover part of the second. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, we would just take on more responsibility.
When did the company finally become unionized?
I think that was after the war.
By that time, were relations between the employers and the workers changing?
They were still good. Yeah. I think it was after the war. I'm not sure when we got unionized. They had a vote on it. And I don't remember the year, but it became the paper workers union, AFL. Mm-hmm. And it didn't make much difference in the plant, other than they had their offices and their meetings. And I was part of the union myself because, I mean, at that time. But there was no Walter Luther Ross stuff, you know what I mean? They used to call it. We never had anything like that. Some of the things they straightened out and they were better after the union came in. For one thing, it was better for some of the foremen for the simple reason that he didn't have to deal with everybody individually on increases in pay and other practices of the company. That was all done plant-wide. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was really easier.
Yeah, for the foreman it was easier. Yeah.
Right. And the workers' morale was still good?
Yeah, there was no problem before. It was just one of these things, everybody had to be organized. You know what I mean? So we got to be organized too.
But actually it didn't make that much difference.
No. It didn't improve anything for anybody. Mm-hmm. It might have, but I would have known.
You didn't get any more benefits better.
I can't think of any that would did.
Or better wages.
No, they would be more regular than they would be negotiated for by the committee, you know. But
things were never so bad that you ever thought of going on
strike.
There
was never any need for it. Let me put it that way. And there were a lot of people that went along because they talk about it on the way home from church, they talk about it at their bingo games, and they said, well, we got to have a union too. See, everybody's having a union. In Britain, all the metal industry, that was all unionized. They said, it's pretty near time we do it down here. So, but there was no crisis. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm afraid